Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. The truth and the pain part. I had misgivings about this Republican Party. And what this is, in the car business, you have buyers and you have shoppers. And I mean, I used to see people come in, and they would come in and go through every car salesman there, and they never bought a car. And then I'd see some people come through that would come in qualified to buy a car, able to buy a car, wanting to buy a car, and the salesman would sell a car. Sometimes those people would come in and the salesman would not be able to close the deal. And there's no way to sugarcoat this. The Republicans that are currently in office, in power right now today, we were bamboozled by them in the midterms. All the polls that reported showing Republican candidates surging in the final weeks of their campaigns, the race ratings from the Cook Political Report, and the overconfident statements from the GOP leaders were all significantly over-optimistic about what we all watched play out last night. And there were wins, to be sure. There were wins, and we did gain ground. There were GOP victories. Ron DeSantis, Marco Rubio in Florida, J.D. Vance in Ohio, Ted Budd in North Carolina, Brian Kemp in Georgia, Jen Kiggins in Virginia, to name a few. But we were sold a false bill of goods from the leaders tasked with delivering GOP majorities, those promising great success in order to consolidate power in a drapes measuring move, hoping to land a leadership position in a new Republican majority, may be the worst offenders who owe the Republican electorate the most answers. Among them are the leadership of the Republican National Committee, including Chairwoman Rona McDaniel, the chairs of the National Republican Congressional Committee, which is Representative Tom Emmer, a Republican out of, National Republican Senatorial Committee, Senator Rick Scott, and the House Republican leader, Representative Kevin McCarthy. This is one of these deals where the electorate were looking to the Republican Party to show them a stark difference, and they didn't. It's that simple. Probably the most egregious of them is Mitch McConnell, the murder turtle. Some buyers came in wanting to take a second look at the Republican Party, and Mitch McConnell failed to close the deal. This is, and historically speaking, I mean, this is quite the anomaly happening right here, because normally in the midterms, the president's party loses a whole bunch of things. And because of the way the Republican leadership did this, now it's going to seem like, in that desiccated pervert's mind, it's going to seem like now he's got a mandate. This favored Republicans purely for its timing as the first midterm of the administration, an advantage that should have been helped by a president with chronically underwater approval, inflation above 8%, surging crime and drug overdose crises, a wide open border, and so many other reasons, though no reason the Republican candidate should have performed as poorly as they did. So what happened? We did bring Hispanic voters from the neighborhood level into the party. That's a good thing. In the long run, that'll work out. But then Republicans like Representative Mayor Flores, who made history with her special election victory early in 2022, lost her general election race. House GOP leader McCarthy was setting himself up as the next Speaker of the House while campaigning to make a red tsunami happen. But that didn't happen. NRCC Chair Tom Emmer was positioning himself as a House Majority Whip in a GOP-led Congress. But he and the committee he led barely won enough seats to have anyone to whip as the party in power. It's almost impossible to separate the national GOP political apparatus from former President Donald Trump, who before the election circulated a memo hyping up the number of rallies and candidate endorsements and fundraising numbers and primary wins for which he claimed responsibility. His biggest win was J.D. Vance. But losses for his candidates, including Oz, it looks like Herschel Walker's lost, Don Bulldog, and numerous others call into question his role in picking candidates and getting them across the primary finish line, which is something that he has bragged about endlessly. Because, listen, if he were to get credit for their win, he also gets the fault if they lose. Because the GOP machinery poured money into the Trump-endorsed candidates in some cases. But that's all downstream from Trump, and in some cases, Democrats who backed the same candidates in a now proven theory that those candidates would be easier to beat. And this isn't solely a Trump fault or a GOP establishment fault issue, but they can't be separated. Yet Trump isn't going to be the one to take accountability for what happened, especially with his scheduled announcement next Tuesday, that believed to be his 2024 campaign announcement. Like Don Bulldog's loss, for which Trump denied any responsibility for the outcome in New Hampshire, instead blaming Bulldog himself for having lost tonight when he disavowed, after his big primary win, his longstanding stance on election fraud in the 2020 presidential primary. So where will the real answers come from? And who's going to take accountability of this? Will the RNC produce a post-mortem report like it did post-2012 that pointed to areas the party felt missed the mark? Will Tom Emmer explain what happened and why he didn't deliver a strong GOP majority in a cycle that it should have been for Republican seat flipping like taking candy from a baby? Will Rick Scott explain why the Senate map did not go the way polls were showing in the final weeks? Why didn't the Republican candidates meet the 52-seat majority he'd predicted a week before Election Day? What about the commitment to America, the Gingrich-esque thing that McCarthy put out front? Why his work as House GOP leader and a campaigner didn't set his party up to win a significant majority? His no-show for hours at his election night party suggests he's not ready to answer for what happened. And these are all questions that you are owed an answer to. No one believed that democracy is on the ballot was a winning argument made by Biden and the Democrats, and yet that argument seemingly won over what the Republicans were pitching as their final argument. Yet the economic, national security, and law and order pitches made by Republicans didn't lead to wins. They went around and they showed the people the car. They said, look at these tires. Look at these seats. Look at this motor. Look at this, look at this. And yet they didn't inspire the electorate to break our way. I mean, John Fetterman is a senator-elect in the United States, for God's sake. And as the dust settles, it's time for Republican voters to get answers about what happened. We'll see. The forensics are coming. I hope. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We'll be right back.
such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Moon Squad.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Tyree Moorhead was fairly well known in Baltimore for his protests against, quote, gun violence, close quote. At hundreds of crime scenes across the city. He's 46 years old. He'd served 20 years in prison for a drug-related murder when he was 15, was himself shot and killed last weekend, not at the hands of any drug dealer or gang member, but by Baltimore police officers who responded to a call about a man armed with a knife who was attacking a woman. According to the Baltimore Sun, Moorhead's family and friends had become concerned about his increasingly volatile behavior over the past few months, and the activists had been the subject of several criminal complaints over the past couple of years. In September 2021, he was arrested on assault charges in Baltimore County after witnesses reported he was yelling at school children and making vulgar comments. When neighbors confronted him at his house, he emerged with a knife in his waistband and punched one of them, according to charging documents. A woman also filed two requests for restraining orders against him within the past 2 years, saying he was stalking and threatening her, including with a large dagger. Both requests were ultimately denied. Friends and fellow activists told the Sun that Moorhead's mental condition had become more alarming in recent weeks, but they said he was reluctant to seek help. In the hours before his death Sunday afternoon, he posted a lengthy live video on Instagram telling his followers that the real God had given him instructions. He said there were forces working against him, including Satan, gang leaders, and, quote, the oppressor, end quote. He said, "This is how they've killed every prophet before me, every rapper. The first person that thinks something is going to happen to me, I want y'all to know the whole world will go boom." His partner of almost 2 years, Angelia McDonald, also appeared in the video. She said in an interview Monday that she left for work around 3 p.m. Sunday, even though Moorhead begged her to stay. He even told her, "That'll be the last time you see me." She said it's like he knew the police were going to kill him. She said his mental health seemed to be deteriorating rapidly. Now, earlier in the weekend, Moorhead had chased a stranger while holding a knife. McDonald said she intervened, but when the two men met later at a gas station, Moorhead had no memory of their earlier encounter. She noticed his behavior was changing Wednesday. He would do or say things and later forget them, she said, and although he sometimes regained his senses, he was increasingly paranoid. He was talking and saying he wouldn't want to live anymore. He wasn't suicidal, but he didn't want to live anymore. McDonald said she considered calling an ambulance to take him to the hospital for mental health treatment, but she believed he wouldn't agree to go. Now, first question I have with this is, does Maryland not have one of those 5150 laws in their state? Do they not have something where they can pick somebody up involuntarily and hold them for 72 hours? Because if anybody, right now, in this moment, as you look at this, as all of this is building, we know he's going to die that day, right? We know he's going to die that day. We're going to get to the details in just a second. But she considered calling an ambulance. She should have done it. She should have called the cops and an ambulance and had him involuntarily committed. She didn't. So Sunday afternoon, Baltimore police received a call about a man threatening a woman with a large knife. Baltimore Police Commissioner Michael Harrison says arriving officers found Moorhead actively assaulting the woman and ordered him to stop. After police ordered him to drop the knife and get down, Moorhead rolled over on top of the woman, Harrison said, and that's when an officer opened fire. Harrison said Sunday the officer fired multiple times, but he did not specify how many. Officials said the woman was not stabbed or shot, which is incredible, because I would have thought something would have overpenetrated. Medics treated her for minor injuries at the scene. Nobody knows whether she and Moorhead knew each other before the alleged attack. He had two officers present when the shooting occurred, but only one appeared to have fired his weapon. Both were placed on administrative leave. And then now we get to this part. DeMontia Madison, who witnessed the shooting from the median of Fulton Avenue, said the officer kept shooting, telling the man repeatedly to drop the knife, even though he already seemed to be dying. And he said, "That's what made me upset. He didn't have to shoot him like that." Others raised similar questions about the number of shots fired, especially since Moorhead was at close range, not running away. I mean, it's damned if you do, damned if you don't. You have to shoot to deanimate. You can shoot somebody through the heart, and they're still going to be moving around. They could still be mobile. If they have a knife and they're coming at you and you shoot them through the heart and they're still coming at you, you may have killed them in the long run, but in the short run, you got to keep him from stabbing you. That's the mission. his father, Mr. Tyree Moorhead's father, Carlton, also witnessed the deadly encounter, which unfolded near his home. He could have called somebody if this happened. If he was there before all this happened, he could have made a phone call and gotten his son picked up. Although, I don't know the timeline. I don't know how fast everything unfolded. He said he didn't understand why police shot his son, who appeared to be complying with their commands. He said the police should not have shot him so many times. We're going to see what the investigation into the shooting reveals, but based on the initial reporting, it sounds like the officer was shooting to stop the threat to the woman. That's his job. Now, what is clear is that the Maryland gun-centric approach to fighting violent crime ends up allowing guys like Moorhead to slip through the cracks. The issue plaguing Baltimore isn't gun violence. It's violence. Guns and knives and brass knuckles or bare hands, it really doesn't matter what object someone might use as a weapon if the individual is rarely ever held to account. And it sounds like there were plenty of opportunities over the past couple of years to bring Moorhead into the justice system or the mental health system, but he continued to escape scrutiny. Despite all of these escalating series of violent incidents, and it sounds like Moorhead needed serious help. And if maybe he had received it, he'd still be alive today. And the focus on guns instead of violent individuals has also failed to curtail Baltimore's crime woes. And the city's on track for an 8th straight year, more of than 300 homicides, and lawmakers in Annapolis are already talking about adding more restrictions on legal gun owners instead of overhauling the state's failing court and mental health operation. And Democrats are in control of state government and will retain complete control of state government. When it's all said and done, it's going to be up to them to address the mental health and criminal justice crisis, but they won't. Instead, they do appear to be more interested in criminalizing the exercise of a fundamental right. But that's okay. Despite everything that's going on, there is the Bruin decision, and it will make its way to you. It will make its way to you in time. But in the meantime, somebody else died because somebody else wasn't taking care of business. And it wasn't the cops. The cops did what they were supposed to do. In this case, they did. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to mgs.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is looking to secure the Speaker's gavel, although it's still unclear which party will take control of the House. McCarthy has sent House Republicans a letter officially announcing his bid for Speaker of the House. He said that while a number of the races remain outstanding, he's confident Republicans will take control of the chamber from Democrats. McCarthy needs to secure a majority of Republican votes to win the speakership in January. A terrorist who settled in Pittsburgh is going to federal prison. In September of last year, the man pleaded guilty to attempting to provide material support and resources to a foreign organization. The man sentenced to 17 years on Tuesday for plotting to bomb a church on Pittsburgh's north side in the name of the Islamic State. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Gary W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. Confronting a rise in violent crime on streets and subways in New York City, recently re-elected Governor Kathy Hochul and Mayor Eric Adams have set up gun-free zones in Times Square, declaring the neighborhood off-limits to firearms. Laminated signs affixed to lampposts warn that violation of this prohibition is a felony. When they reacted to the Bruin case, which found that New York City rules on the issuance of carry permits for legal gun owners were unconstitutionally strict, Hochul, along with most of the state's political leadership, expressed outrage at a ruling that could place millions of New Yorkers in harm's way. The governor called the state legislature into emergency session to pass new laws that would fight the decision of a politicized Supreme Court because, as she pointed out, she has the power of the pen. Mayor Adams was also dismayed by the court's decision. He fretted that this decision may have opened an additional river feeding the sea of gun violence, because they, too, concentrate on gun violence, not just violence. But we will do everything we can to dam it. Eric Butcher, the city council member representing Times Square, expressed astonishment. This feels very surreal to me that we're talking about a New York where people are going to be allowed to carry handguns in their pocket. I can't really believe that we're having this conversation, and it's because of this Supreme Court, because of what they did, I'm really, really, really worried about what's going to happen. Apparently, he's not really, really, really worried about what's happening, but more about what might happen if law-abiding citizens carried guns. In addition to banning guns in areas of special significance, Hochul and the legislature also passed laws that would make it harder to get a gun permit in the first place. She declared that with the new legislation, she was taking swift and bold action to protect New Yorkers from the consequences of the court's reckless decision. Right now, New York, well, they did. That's all been enjoined, but we'll get to that in a minute. New York now requires in-person interviews, gun safety training courses, and submission of social media accounts for scrutiny to get a handgun. And guns cannot be brought into libraries, parks, subway stations, bars, or any businesses that not affirmatively permit guns on the premises. At no point In this rush to condemn the court and to impose the nation's harshest statewide restrictions on simple gun ownership, did any major official offer evidence that these new laws would affect violence or crime rates? And virtually all gun crime in Gotham is committed by people wielding illegal guns, operating completely outside the gun permitting and registration system. It's already illegal to possess an unregistered gun, and carrying one is supposed to entail a mandatory prison sentence. The fear that legal gun owners might take their guns to Times Square may or may not be well-founded. About 40,000 legal permitted handguns are registered in New York City, and it would be less than ideal if their owners all converged in Midtown to celebrate the Bruin decision. So they say. But it's more sobering to consider a 1993 NYPD estimate that there's more than 2 million illegal guns circulating around the city. Some have been seized. But 30 years later, that, you know, it's hard to imagine that that has changed radically, that number of them. With the respect, or with respect to the concerns of Councilmember Botchker, New Yorkers already live in a city where people routinely carry guns in their pockets. The problem is that New York has ceased to police its streets proactively, vigorously prosecute illegal gun possession charges, and raise the cost of carrying illegal guns to the point that people would leave them home. Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg refuses to seek jail time for people charged simply with carrying a gun because not every person charged with possessing an illegal gun in New York City is a driver of violence. This hands-off tendency, shared by district attorneys in other boroughs, not to mention other U.S. cities, has led to a situation in which 80% of people arrested on gun charges in New York City get released without bail. One was Edison Cruz of the Bronx, who was arrested 3 times for possessing illegal ghost guns. He was released twice and bailed out by a philanthropic group the 3rd time. He went on to commit murder this past May. Posting a gun-free zone sign around Times Square is a stunt. No legal gun owner has shot anyone in the area in recent memory. Restricting legal gun possession is easy and cheap because the people who legally own guns abide by the law. Addressing the real problem of violence in safe streets is harder. Hochul and Adams know what to do. They're just not willing to incur the political cost of doing so. Of course, now that's been taken out of their hands. That's been taken out of their hands because they got slapped by the Supreme Court, and then they've been slapped by a federal judge. Federal judge in New York temporarily suspended many parts of the state's new gun restrictions day before yesterday to allow members of gun owners' rights groups to continue their lawsuits. This is Judge Glenn Sutterby. He agreed to issue the order at the request of 6 New York residents who are members of Gun Owners of America, which competes with the National Rifle Association in political influence. That's the brunt of it, though. In the meantime, GOA is very happy. They sent out a, numerous press releases. Today, Gun Owners of America and Gun Owners Foundation secured a preliminary injunction in federal district court against most of New York's poorly named Concealed Carry Improvement Act. This follows them securing a temporary restraining order against law in October, which was frustratingly blocked by a federal appeals court. The ruling from Judge Glenn Sutterby, who indicated this law has imposed unprecedented constitutional violations, enjoins the following provisions: requiring good moral character, requiring the names and contact info of spouses and other adults in the applicant's home, requiring applicants to disclose social media accounts for review, the restrictions on carrying in public parks, zoos, places of worship, locations where alcohol is served, theaters, banquet halls, conferences, airports and buses, lawful protests or assemblies, and the prohibition on carrying on private property without express consent from the owner. The injunction takes effect immediately, despite the state of New York's attempt to delay the injunction. Eric Pratt issued the following statement: just like we warned politicians after the Bruin decision, fall in line or we will force you to. We're excited to see Kathy Hochul finally served a plate of humble pie, and we're fully prepared to continue the fight should she again attempt to disarm the citizens of her state at a time when her party's policies are only escalating the danger that everyday citizens face. This ruling effectively guts the New York concealed carry law as it currently stands. And in fact, if you look at the list, There's not going to be very much left of it. The judge in this case made the right call, and this is what should happen in two overly ambitious states who think that Bruin wasn't a court ruling, but more of a friendly suggestion. There's no part of this measure that's not objectionable to Second Amendment supporters, and that was the point. Hochul pushed through this measure because it was literally the most restrictive she could imagine within what she believed was Bruin's framework. It's at least, though, at least one judge is inclined to believe that she stepped well beyond enacting this gun control measure, and she did. You shouldn't be forced to turn over social media information in part because social media isn't real life. My Facebook feed, it's got science fiction, fantasy, it's got guns, obviously, dark humor. What, you know, talking about the 80s and all the stuff that I was involved in when I was younger. What it doesn't tell anyone, though, is a damn thing about who I am as a person. That's true about anybody. And then there's the fact that law basically set the default for property to gun-free zone, which is weird, because you'd never do that with any other constitutionally protected right. Frankly, at no point does the New York gun control law make any constitutional sense, and the judge has made that abundantly clear. And I'm sure they're going to appeal this, but at the end of the day, they're not going to like where this is headed, because it is headed to them effectively being sort of, I don't know, should we say disenfranchised? That gun control thing being disenfranchised. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me. That's all it sounds like to me, but hey. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm looking at this. I'm very disappointed with this election. Let me tell you why. And I don't know. I do not speak for the veterans community. Okay? Most of us in the veterans community, we were never Rambo or anything else. You know, we did our job. And because this kind of that kind of a profession is a young man's job, that meant that we gave over a segment of our youth, right? And I mean, I keep up with a few, especially the guys I served in Germany with. I found a guy that the other day, Alfred Smoke Sturvent. Indicative of what it was to be a young man back in the 80s. Excellent soldier. Finally reconnected with him. Roland Roberts, I reconnect my sergeant, Sammy Williams. All those guys that I reconnected with, that's what made my... That's the only thing now for me today, this morning, today, this afternoon, after all this, that's the only thing that made my military time worthwhile to me. Because apparently America doesn't care. And in these, and listen, I had such high hopes for New York. I had high hopes for Michigan. I didn't have very much high hope for California because that's California. I mean, in Pennsylvania, we have elected a guy that we now know his wife's going to be taking his job in Pennsylvania. Now, of course, I don't live in Pennsylvania, so I never had a dog in that fight as far as actually. But, you know, looking at it, you would say, you know, just imposing logic as the overlay there. You sit there and you say, well, we're going to have to elect the guy that can actually do the job. And they put forward a guy who could not. They put forward a guy who's chased down a guy with a black guy with a shotgun. He's vandalized property. He's Senator-elect John Fetterman. Except soon, his wife will be doing the job. So in Pennsylvania, they didn't elect him. Well, no, they elected him, but maybe they knew his wife is going to be. I don't know what they did. So, as I'm looking around and everything, I'm trying to figure out why certain things happen a certain way. And it's interesting to look now at Florida. I mean, everything's not done yet. And, hey, the Republicans could eke out majorities in both houses still. But, you know, I don't know. That's not a secure outcome. But one state, there was a tsunami in one state, and that was Florida. With 98% of the vote counted, Marco Rubio had a 16.4% landslide lead over Senate challenger Val Demings. And Ron DeSantis had a 19.4% lead, a gigantic increase over his fraction of 1% 4 years ago. Now, it's going to take a little bit of time, and I'm not sure how much time I'm going to spend on this, because I may be, this would turn me into a raging alcoholic to sit there and try to, because I live in a very logical world. To me, when somebody's not doing the job, you replace them with somebody else. And it's not like they don't have time to ramp this up. But as I try to figure this out, what I'm trying to figure out is why the rest of the country isn't acting and behaving like Florida. But there's three factors that suggest themselves. Ron DeSantis is a gutsy leader. He was gutsy when he confronted COVID. He endured taunts as Death Santis, and far worse, as he refused to cower before the might of Dr. Fauci or the medical establishment or Big Pharma, the media, and the Democrat politicians. And as a result, Florida prospered as other states closed down their businesses and schools. The other governor who resisted the panic, South Dakota's Kristi Noem, was not up for re-election this year. Similarly, he stood up to Disney, one, if not the state's largest employers, when it pushed homo and transsexual indoctrination for school children. And it's worth noting that in Florida, they only want him to be the Floridian governor for 2 years because they want him to run for president. Because his supporters were chanting, two more years. Hispanic voters. The ones, remember this. For some reason, one of the things that we've always been told is that Hispanics are going to break Democrat. Except the Hispanics are running from everything Democrat. Because the Democrats are totalitarians. So when they're running from that, I think both the Democrats and we think that they're going to break for the Democrats because the Democrats enabled them to come across the border. That's not working out that way in a lot of cases. In Florida, Cubans, Puerto Ricans, and Venezuelans have broken and turned into Republicans. They may be at the forefront of this movement of various classes that have been broken down into ID categories, breaking in and turning towards Republicans. Florida has been working on this since 2000. The voting integrity systems that have been put in place in Florida, because Florida became a national laughingstock in the wake of the 2000 presidential election, and the hanging Chad became a symbol of questionable vote totals. Florida permits any registered voter to request an absentee ballot, but the request has to be received by the office of the local supervisor of elections by the close of business 10 days before the election. Only the voter or an immediate family member can make the request. There are no mass mailings of vote-by-mail ballots. Armed with more data, because this does have to have an after-action review by somebody, there will be refinements to this explanation of the Floridian unique red wave status in the coming days. Now, the Republicans of power, the ones that I fault the most for what happened or what didn't happen yesterday, are still going to be in power. But this is a phenomenon that they have to closely examine before 2024. I'm sure Mitch McConnell sitting around right now going, well, at least I'll still be the minority leader of good quality senators. You know, he was looking at some of these senators and saying, well, they're not quality. They're not quality candidates. The only problem, Mitch, is that that's not your call. The voters of these states, the Republicans in those states, are the ones that make that call. Your job is to win the majority and to do everything you got to do within the law legally, to win the majority. And you didn't. As a matter of fact, you pulled money out of races. Right now, Blake Masters is looking like it's going to be Senator Mark Kelly still. Blake Masters should have walked away with that. And yet, it was quite public how Mitch McConnell deserted him. Even though he went out there and said, well, you know, I'll campaign with you, though. Think of the draw that'll be having me with you. I mean, that kind of arrogance, I mean, that's got to be just, that's bad. That's really bad. So, Kevin McCarthy, I mean, Kevin McCarthy is another one of the my turn Republicans. Bob Dole was a my turn Republican. John McCain was a my turn Republican. Mitt Romney was a my turn Republican. They all got nominated to be president because it was their turn. Not because they were up to the job, not because they could win, but because it was their turn. And that's what McCarthy is. And, you know, I don't know. I hoped America was wanting freedom. And in some of these places where they should be turning to freedom the hardest, they just stayed status quo. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.